Just gone 5:15. Mark and Sandy on a horrible Friday night.
I know.
Let us know what you're doing over the weekend. We're a bit nosy and we want to know.
Yeah, go on, tell us.
We won't tell anyone.
481103, 6300 on the text or studio at 103thei.co.uk. Thanks for all the kind comments about our show tonight. So greatly appreciated. Loads of people ringing us up. Louise, Paul, Jessica, Steve, Sarah, Mike, Paula, Max. That's to name but a few. But we will get through a long list of people before the end of the show tonight. So thank you.
And we've got some great questions coming in as well for Patrick Dedman, who's a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And he's going to be joining us, I think he's going to be joining us over the phone, actually, this evening. I'm not quite sure if he's going to make it into the studio. We've got some great questions coming up. If you'd like to ask Patrick a question, if you're not quite sure, if you're a bit of a sceptic, that's ever so easy to do so, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. The number, 481103. 6300 on the text. Start with the word IFM. No space. If you leave a space, it won't get to us.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and then you'll lose out. Texts are charged at your normal network rate, or email into the studio, like a few people have this afternoon. Studio at 103thei.co.uk. Marie, she's got a few questions. She wants to put our Marie, bless her.
Bless her. Fantastic show Marie did earlier on as well. Now, because we didn't stick to the schedule, you see.
We didn't thank her, did we?
You.
Terrible you are.
And we've got Kaz asking a question, Steve McNess, so lots of things for Patrick to answer there, which is great.
But he's going to be on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably
tonight.
20 knowing us.
Probably 25 or 30. We don't care. So if you'd like to ask him a question, get in touch with us, text, email, or give us a ring. It's all about you. 103. It's 17 minutes past six. Go on then, Sandra.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So excited.
I am excited. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gives me great pleasure, well, both Mark and I great pleasure, actually, to introduce to you on the phone Mr. Patrick Dedman. Good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, Sandy. Are you well, darling?
Very well, thank you very much. All the better for having you here.
Yes, good, good.
Now, we've got a lot of people asking a lot of questions. So what we'd like you to do, please, is could you explain what you do?
Well, I'm not the normal clairvoyant that people imagine in the magazines and on the TV. I don't use crystal balls or dress up as a wizard or anything. I've got this natural ability. My family are from the Romani background, and my grandmother had this gift, and I seem to have inherited it. And I've been using it for nearly 30 years now to, you know, make a living, help people and guide them. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and all my clients seem to be, well, 99% of them seem to be quite happy with what I've done for them. So what more can I say?
Well, I know I'm very delighted with what you did for me, because I've seen you, and so has Mark. Mm. We've come and had a reading with you, haven't we?
Yes, you have, yeah.
And also, I've got a little... there's a message for you as well that's just popped up from the lovely Dee Anderson. She's just got in, and she says, please tell Patrick he is the greatest.
Oh, isn't that beautiful, eh?
There you are, that's lovely.
Well, you know what, this is what makes a job worthwhile, because it is a vocational thing, and like any job where you're working with the public, you've got to have the highest morals and ethics.
Yes.
And I always use them with my gift. I'm always there to guide and help people in difficult times, and as you can imagine, people see me in difficult times more times than not, and I always, you know, try and guide them through them the best I can.
So would you say is that the reason why you do it?
Well, originally, as a younger man, my mum brought us up Roman Catholics, and I wanted to join the priesthood. I felt a calling, you know, to do something good for the world. And then I realised, because I didn't have an academic education and I'm dyslexic as well, I couldn't become a priest. And I suppose I'm glad I didn't, because I'd like to have had children, and I've got, you know, beautiful children. So, but this gift, it's something that all the, I suppose, religious texts are based on, prophecies, miracles, healings and such. So I'm a modern-day, I suppose, voodoo man or witch doctor or psychic, or, you know, it's always been a tradition in every society, haven't they, with people with gifts like mine.
Definitely. So, you know, is there a technical side to what you do as well?
Yes. As I say, I don't use all the trappings that go with it. I believe it's a gift that everybody's got to a degree. Lots of people have psychic experiences, and they often just shun them away.
Yeah.
But of course, orthodox science doesn't accept that people like me exist.
Yes.
So part of my job is to show them that this part of the mind does work. it's what the psychologists call the primitive mind, the mind we relied on before technology, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why animals are more in tune with nature than we are. And I get in touch with my subconscious, and I ask it for information, and it comes to me in them feelings and pictures, which I then endeavour to interpret. So there is a technical side to it, yes. I do teach people how to access that side of their subconscious as well.
So there is an area for everybody to be able to learn to have this ability?
Most definitely. It's a part of the it's part of the human makeup, you know, but of course we're all programmed by the way we're brought up, aren't we? And in some countries it's more accepted than others.
Well, we have a Patrick here at 103 The Eye as well, would you believe?
Yeah.
And his question for you would be, he wants to know, what age did you realise you had the gift?
I think from a very early age. You see, because it was part of the Romani tradition, because my grandmother did it in that, it was seen as a natural part of life to me. It was only when I went to school properly, you know, I went to school off and on, but I went to school properly, I was about 13, 14, and then I realised I was a bit different to everybody else.
Well, that's very spooky already, spooky. because Patrick actually said that he had that type of experience as well, and the age he gave us before 14. We spoke to you was 14.
Yes, it seems.
So that's spot on.
It has become self-aware, you know, because obviously as a child, you know, you listen to what your parents say and things, then suddenly you get to an age where you start to think for yourself, don't you, and question the universe and things.
Well, you do, because I think everybody has those things in their mind as well. You start to imagine something, and if it comes true, you wonder where that's come from as well.
Yes, yeah.
Which is weird. We've got some more questions. Is that all right for you?
Of course, why not?
Mark's got a question for you now, Patrick.
Well, the first... You go with your first one there. I think the first one's from our Tammy. Now, Tammy lives over in America, in fact, in Pennsylvania.
She's listening now.
And she's got the same surname as our Miss Eilif.
What, Deadman?
No, Sandra.
Oh, sorry.
That would have been a remarkable one, wouldn't it?
There's not many of us about, most of, yeah.
No.
Now, she's listening, you know, in America, and she's asked the question,
yeah.
Will she ever meet me and Sandy?
Will she ever
her name's Tammy Eilif.
Pammy, sorry?
Tammy.
Tammy, yeah.
Tammy with a T.
T with a T for Tammy.
Yeah, sorry, Tammy. Sorry,
yes.
If it said Pammy, yeah. Well, she will, but not as quickly as she'd like to at the moment. She's got lots of family issues going off at the moment, and she seems to be bogged down with stuff that she wants to get away from, but she's got to cope with, and she needs to make time for herself. And I think she will do, but she's got to build her courage up as well, because she's had a bit of a confidence knock of recent times, if you have a chat with her about that.
Right.
But she does want to come over, yes, and I think she'd really enjoy the spirit. She will do, by the way, yes, but I don't think it can be until probably next spring or early summer.
So she will come here and we won't go over there, or...
Well, you can go if you want to. Bring me along if you want. I'll carry your bags for you, sir.
Oh, you just want a free trip, don't you, Patrick?
Now, do you know what? It must be about several years ago. I worked over in Houston, Texas. And I did some work for a magazine out there. And I must admit, the American problems seem very different to our problems.
Really?
Yes. Things that probably we'd brush off with, like, water on a duck's back, they really take serious, you know, and... They tend to, I can't generalise, of course, but the Americans I work with, they seem to be so, everything's blown out of proportion. It's typical American, it's bigger than our things, aren't they? Even though they might be small to us, they seem bigger to them.
Yes.
But it was interesting working out there, it really was. And if you can get over there, yes, go for it.
Why not? We've got our Treaders here, actually, as well. He's going to have a chat with you in a minute. We're saving him till last.
Right.
Yeah, save the best till last.
Bless him. But I've got two questions for you from a lady called Kaz.
Kaz, right.
And she wants to know, the first one she wants to know is, will she find love again?
Well, the first thing I detect with Kaz is that... It wasn't just from a last relationship. It all goes back to a childhood. And there's lots of things which I can pick up, which I don't want to really discuss live on air, because they're very personal, you know, as you can imagine.
Yes.
So I'll just go round.
Thank you.
I'll just go, obviously, round the edges on this. But she had a confidence knocked at an early age, and she puts all her love into everybody she meets. So she's too open-hearted. You know, she's a really nice person, but she allows people in too quickly. So my advice to her, she's got to be more cautious, and she's got to learn to like herself more, because she seems not to like herself enough at the moment. So once she starts to like herself a lot more, then she'll attract the right type of man. So that's got to be worked on first, tell her from me.
Fantastic.
But it will happen for her, but she's got to address those issues first.
Thank you. You
must understand, Patrick, we haven't spoken to you off air about these people.
No, of course, but I'm sure.
And that is the truth.
But of course, after the interview, I'm sure it'll give you feedback or whatever.
Right, one more question then.
The second question Kaz wanted to ask you is, when somebody dies, she wants to know, can you contact them?
Well, they have to contact me. You see, this is what I'll try to explain. Most psychics who do stage work, and as I've been to see a few of them, and I do myself, and this is why I'm a bit of a maverick, they seem to specialise on spirit communication. So it's a throwback from the spiritualist church, you know. Spirits can come through to me, and they do, but they have to want to. And many a time a client's come and they've asked me to tune in to, say, a father figure, and somebody else will come through, an auntie or a brother or something else. So you can't guarantee the person that you want to talk to will come through at that time.
Yes.
I mean, with psychic work, I can guarantee I can tune into the problems on everyday life, and as you've witnessed from seeing me yourself.
Yes.
But spirits are a separate entity, of course. They're a conscious entity themselves, and they have to choose to come through. And also, don't forget, certain spirits may not be in the right dimension. For an example, if somebody's lived a very hurtful life, would have hurt lots of people, of course they won't be rested. There'll be probably troubled spirits. Often the spirit has to probably be passed on a few years before it's ready to come through, unless of course you get people which have sometimes who have died very fast in accidents or suicides. Sometimes they tend to stay earthbound for a little while. So it's all very individual. You can't generalise.
Deep stuff, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
I'm riveted, I really am.
It really is. I could listen to you all day.
Now, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
I've got another question for you.
Thank you.
A guy I work with.
Lottery numbers, oh my God.
We did get asked that, actually.
We did
get asked by Cash. He said, can you predict my lottery numbers? Will I win?
You know what, the amount of people who ask me this, and as I say, you know, this is quite a special gift, and it's like anything else. I know if I misuse it, I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
And all I've ever asked, because people who know me, that know I've been a single dad for some years, and I've always asked if I can afford to pay my bills and feed my kids, and that's all I've ever asked for, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
So lottery numbers and things, I try and keep away from.
Well, anyway, Patrick, I know she's not going to win because she's got no money. She can't afford to put a pound on.
She has riches in many other ways, sir.
Oh, nice one.
You'd know.
Of course.
I've had Steve McNess. He's a guy that works with me.
Right.
And it's in big letters, prove it. Okay, so he's a bit sceptical.
Of course.
But how do you prove to him that it's true? Steve McNess.
You can't prove anything to anybody. They've got to have an open mind, because of course sceptics will always look at the trickery involved with it. And of course there are frauds in all forms of work, aren't they? You know, from your Dr. Shipman's to your paedophile priest, you know, to corrupt psychics as well. So how to prove to him? So do you want to ask me any questions or anything? What was his name again?
Steve McNess. M-A-C-K... N-E-S-S.
Right, okay.
He's actually over in Leicester.
Well, tell him he needs to see a dentist quite fast. He's got problems with his teeth, especially his front ones. You know, he needs him to look after them. Also with a guy, you know, he's got him. If I could speak to him personally, I know there's a few issues there about his mother and things, you know. And he seems to carry lots and lots of stress with him. He doesn't relax very easily. Borderlining OCD, that's what I feel with this guy, you know. And he can't let anybody close to him. He seems to be on the defence a lot of the time. Not just with people like me, but people generally. That's the first thing I detect from him. But if he wants to see me, of course, you know, I mean, if he wants me to have a look in, he can, then after seeing me, he can obviously vouch himself, can't he?
Well, I agree with you on that one. He doesn't rest.
No, he doesn't.
He's one of these guys that you give him 2 weeks off and he complains about it.
Yeah, you know, when I said to you... his attitude, he's quite negative against lots of things, you know, and my advice to him is he wants to enjoy life, because he tries to control things too much, and it has the opposite effect. It makes him stressed, and he's got very little tolerance, and of course you've got to have tolerance in this world, haven't you?
I have to when I'm working with Mark.
Yeah, well, vice versa. I think Sandra's put this down. Patrick, yeah. Will it rain tomorrow?
Mañana, let's have a look.
Mañana tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm not John Kettley, you know.
I didn't ask that, actually.
What, will it rain tomorrow?
Yes, but I didn't ask
it.
I tell you what, I think it's going to be fairly pleasant a bit later on tomorrow.
There you go.
I think it'll be a bit dull earlier on. Good Lord.
It was Christine that asked that because of the Twin Lakes event.
You could save a lot of money down the meteorological centre.
No, we've got Treaders here as well, so I'm going to move out of the seat and let Treaders come and sit and have a chat with you. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, they're just moving along, and Treaders is getting in the seat.
Move along the train.
Do you know somebody called Mark Willoughby?
That name rings. Yes, I do know Mark. Of course I do, yes.
We've just had an email from Mark Willoughby. It says, hi there, say hello to Pat. You know him?
Yes, I do. You know what, over the years, because I've been doing this all these years now, I know so many people, I really do, you know, and it's very hard to keep track of them, it really is.
Right.
But yes, I do know Mark, yes.
Brilliant. Right.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
We've got Treaders with us tonight. Yeah, good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, sir.
Mine is more feeling. This time of year, I can feel quite down. Yesterday, it was really bad. And I'm asking you if you know why. But all I would say is then it gets better to about the same time next year. Will I ever lose that feeling? Will it actually fade away? Or will I just feel content?
I don't think you're on your own in this way. I mean, obviously, this time of year has an effect on all the psyche, doesn't it? Because the clocks can obviously change and it gets darker earlier and such, you know. And we're coming towards the end of the year. And if you look at the cycle of nature, of course, all the plants and everything now is getting to that time where they've had a boost summer. They're all regressing now. Everything's slowing down. And people tend to forget that they're also part of nature. Because don't forget, you're made of carbons and you're made of water. So physically, you know, you're going to react with the environment around you. So I don't think it's anything unusual, but some people have it to more extreme levels than others, don't they, you know?
There's more of an event involved with this as well, which is
what,
sort
you
of
mean
annual.
Passing away a memory?
Yes, right? That's yes. Right. Yes,
yes,
that's
of
right.
Of course, you know. And it does, doesn't it? It tends to bring things up. Obviously, there's periods in all our lives, you know, when these things tend to come to the front of our minds again. But it's accepting that change is a natural thing, isn't it? And we've all got to accept we can do nothing about it, like birth, death, illness and things. And this is why it's so important to remember the good times, isn't it? You know, because you can't let go of them. They're the things you can play over time and time again.
And that's actually what makes me feel better.
Brilliant.
I'll tell you now exactly what it was. It was the anniversary of my mother's death yesterday, at early hours of the morning. And I'm not one for roadside shrines, but I do. Her name was Lily, and I do take a lily and leave it near the hospital where she died. But over the years, I've had what I could say two psychic links. Once was, 40-odd years ago, I was at work and I suddenly had to run home and catch a bus, then run again. And my mother was in bed. She'd had a heart attack and she was unconscious and she'd not actually got up. And I suddenly had this irresistible urge to get home. The second time was, chatting here earlier made me think, that's the reason. It was to do with a car. I was in Melton, I was having a meal in a pub, and then suddenly I had this irresistible urge to run to my car, which was about sort of like a couple of hundred yards away, and it had been broken into.
Good
now,
Lord.
I don't know why. At that time, I didn't know why. Why would an inanimate object... I mean, I didn't love my car. And then I suddenly thought, hang on a minute... I bought that car with some of the money I inherited, and I cheekily named it Lily after my mother.
Good Lord, yeah. But, you know, what you're saying there, even though you might think it's unique to you, the amount of people I've met over the years have had very similar experiences. And I'm sure if you ask people to ring in or whatever, I'm sure many other people can vouch for similar experiences. But your mum, you know, don't forget, when she was physically alive... She was a very positive person anyway, a very strong person. If you remember, even in the worst times when she wasn't very well, she never complained much, did she?
She didn't.
She always kept her spirit and always a beautiful smile. So your mum's love has never left you, you know, and that's made you the man you are. So even though you may grieve for her, remember, she's only a thought away. She's always in your subconscious and she gives you strength with all your personal things when you feel misunderstood, which you do a lot of the time.
In my dining room, on the picture of the wall, there's a picture of her smiling in exactly the same way that you've just described.
Yeah, she is. And I tell you, that smile, every time you look at it, warms your heart and lifts you, even in the darkest of days.
You're absolutely right.
Of course. So she hasn't left you, you know? She hasn't.
Thank you.
You know, so love's always there. But, you know, when danger's near, all of us tend to become a little bit more sharper, don't we? You know, we tend to think something's not right. And I'm sure your own instinct kicked in. But on this case, I feel your mother's with you more often than you think she is. She's got a fantastic sense of humour as well, by the way.
Yes, you would. Yeah. Yes, I'd like to think I've inherited it, but she's probably laughing at me.
Can I just interrupt you there? Can you tell something? Can you tell Treaders something that you know you might not, or anybody else might not know?
Sorry, who's Treaders? I've talked to a few people.
That's Treaders. That's Treaders. Who's here with me now, asking you the questions. Is there something you can actually tell him? Right, by not being too graphic on the radio at this time of the day.
Well, he does like to wear ladies' underwear, I must admit.
What? It's the first I've heard of it.
Well, I challenge him to drop them now in the studio to prove otherwise.
Yes! You're absolutely right, Patrick.
You must be joking.
They are frilly, though, aren't they?
Now you're having a sauna, now you are.
Right.
Yes.
He does. He
has to have a good sense of humour. Hang on a minute. I'm going to drop him. Come on.
Let me
look.
Come here.
No, what I will say to him at the moment.
They're boring, those.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. They're boring, apparently.
So, yeah, if you can tell us something about Treaders that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's have a little tune into him. Now, I'll just have a little tune into his health, okay, first of all. Now, there's a little bit of trouble I'm picking up with his digestion system at the moment, and also I feel his lower back as well. So I feel he's either trapped something in his lower back and his digestion system, but he also seems to have trouble sleeping at the moment as well for some reason. So I feel as though at the moment there's a feeling of anticipation and change in the air. And next year for him, he seems to have a lot of plans taking place, and they all seem to be to do with how attached are you with your home at the moment? Because I keep seeing movement and change. So what's happening with your home at the moment?
Nothing as far as I know.
Okay, because I kept feeling as though there's movement taking place next autumn time, about September, October time. So that's a prediction I'm making. So see if you start looking at moving home that time. But at the moment, with your health, as I say, just analyse yourself. How you're starting to feel in your digestion, lower part of your body, because that seems to be affected at the moment. But your mum kept showing me a cameo boat, a brooch. So what's happened to her collection of jewellery, by the way?
A lot of it is still there, and she didn't have much. Some I gave away to cousins and things.
Right.
And you're absolutely right about the health, because I suffer from a form of arthritis.
Yes.
And my lower back, these last few nights, have been excruciatingly painful,
and
I've not had really much sleep.
That's why I felt it was interrupting with your sleep. Now, I tell you what you
love
need...
it.
Now, what you need for that, you need to see an acupuncture, because it's affecting your left-hand side particularly at the moment, down the left leg. And that can affect your circulation a little bit as well. So I do feel there's a few circulation problems there as well, you know.
Doctor!
It's amazing. Yeah. You're absolutely right. My left leg some nights absolutely kills me.
Yeah, I am a professional, sir.
Oh, I know you are.
It's a fly-by night, you know.
Well, of course not. It amazes me that you can sense it over the phone.
But of course this isn't possible. It's scientifically not possible. You must have preempted me.
I can understand the observation, but my background is science.
I'm not a sceptic.
I've never been a sceptic, but it's absolutely amazing.
But if you look at science, I mean, what I do is a form of science. You know, there's many facets to science, isn't there?
That's right.
Yeah, and the subconscious is one of the facets that's been ignored too much.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You're spot on.
Yes, but this is part of my job. I want to educate people. I want them to realise that this is a real viable talent, that if it's accepted more in society, could change society for the better.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
He's dumbfounded.
I was expecting it. I was expecting good things, but I am absolutely gobsmacked that you've hit the nail right on the head.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
We couldn't know that, could we?
They didn't know in the studio either, because I've not said. They said, right, write something down, and we've just chatted, and you've sussed me out, which is amazing.
Well, you know, you've caught me at a difficult time, because I've been rushing around. I'm highly stressed at the moment, and I'm sitting at the phone with fireworks going all around me and such, so it's not as if I'm in a relaxed atmosphere either, you know? So,
can I say thank you very much?
It's a pleasure.
I will definitely be meeting you in person.
Well, I hope so, and I'd love to come into the studio and take some phone calls and try and have some people's questions over the phone.
That'd be brilliant. I'm going to hand you back to Sandy, but I'll be monitoring in the background.
Another satisfied.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. God bless you.
Another satisfied customer there. Marie Osborne, she's one of our fellow presenters here at 103 The Eye.
Yeah.
Question. What animals does Patrick see in my future to do with my hobbies and interests?
Well, funny enough, even though she likes horses, there's also a bit of a fear there with the horses, but she seems to like big things, she does, you know, so she likes animals that are bigger than her, but yet again she's got a compassion for most animals, but she also seems to have a fascination with dolphins of all things.
Oh my goodness, only sweet. Marie will know that.
Yeah,
dolphins. But I know she definitely likes her horses.
Oh yes, trot
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Giddy up, baby.
Time to gallop.
<Do-do-do-do>.
Now, you are just one incredible person. I know this already, but
you're not bad yourself, baby.
Oh, we love you. We want you as a regular.
Trinidad has walked out the studio like a zombie. I don't know what you've done.
Bless him. I have to say, I always think Treaders is a very open-minded person, and he was very keen to talk to you, which is lovely, of course.
Yeah.
Because I think some people do have a bit of a fear, don't they, as well?
Well, I try and disperse fear, because you know, fear is a very powerful force, and it stops people from learning. But once you overcome fear, then you can learn and broaden your mind. Because don't forget, we have to go back a generation or two, you know. I think the last witch trials was in 1940-something, during the war, you know. So we're not that far away since we were having witch trials, you know, for people like me.
Exactly. I know. I'll tell you what, I do have one more question, but I want to ask you that one off-air, if I may.
Of course.
Because I don't think it's suitable for our airtime at this time of day. It's nothing like that, but I'll ask you that just before we let you go, if that's OK.
Right.
Thank you.
Patrick, just before we go...
Yeah.
All right, you've got a couple of songs that you want to request.
Sorry, just before you do that,
tell
us about the 10th of November. You're in Cossington, evening with.
Yes,
we must get that in.
Yeah, I like to do demonstrations, so if anybody wants to book me for a demonstration, you know, I call them an audience for Patrick Dedman, where I stand up, you know, and obviously I explain what I do, I pick people out of the audience, and I demonstrate my gift on them, you know. But the dummy in Cosington, my girlfriend's behind me, I can't remember the name, but bear with me.
Can't remember her name.
No, the pub. Cosington.
That's Hayley. Hayley's there. The Royal Oak in Cosington, a village just near Leicester, isn't it, Cosington?
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Hello to Hayley.
Hello to Hayley.
Hello.
Ah,
bless her. And that's on, what time does it start, Patrick?
Approximately 7:30, you know, obviously get people in the room, so it'll probably kick off near a quarter.
I can't wait, we'll be there.
We'll come in.
I hope so, yeah. But, you know, this is a kind of, I've kept myself to myself for so long, you know, I've sat in the house, people have rang me up for appointments, and I realise I need to go out now and reach people and educate them and bring the talents out in themselves.
Well, I think what you do is absolutely stunning.
Well, you see, and also it's a non-religious thing in the sense, I mean, I was brought up a Roman Catholic and I believe in the teachings of Christ, and some people might say what I do is wrong. But of course, if you listen to what Jesus said, he said you judge a tree by the fruit it bears, which in other words, you judge a person by how they perform, you know, by their actions. And also it's mentioned the gifts of the Spirit. And Jesus said, what I can do, you can do, and far greater. So I believe it's a gift of the Spirit. And also, you know, I get clients from all walks of life, you know, from people who are Islamic to Jews to Buddhists to you name it. And at the end of the day, we've all got common ground. We're all brothers and sisters. We all need to feed our children. We all should love each other. So I try and emanate that power of togetherness, love, and understanding.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Hallelujah.
I feel a healing coming up.
Praise the Lord. Listen, it's been a pleasure, and we can't wait to come and see you at Cossington.
Well, I look forward to the evening.
I'll tell you what, my reading, personally, was absolutely spot on.
Thank you.
And it's been a great pleasure having you on here on 103
Patrick
The Eye.
Patrick did say, by the way, that I always win when we go into battle.
No,
he did, didn't you, Patrick?
You always win, darling.
Can you go in... You know when I said it was a pleasure having you on? You're absolutely wrong.
Thank you even more now.
Thank you very much indeed for coming on. And come back and see us at 103 The Eye.
I'm your guest, sir. Any time you want me, it'll be a pleasure to see you.
Brilliant. We'll speak to you off the radio and get some songs on for you.
Okay. Yeah. Now, one of my favourite songs, by the way.
Yeah.
I've asked the kids to play it to me at my funeral. And it's Return to Sender, Elvis Presley.
I love it. But not too soon, because we all need you, eh?
I know.
Will you promise?
Yeah.
What an absolute classic.
Hey, Patrick, I thought that was a song about the post.
That's later. All right, darling, we'll see you on the 10th of November. And thank you very much.
Right, loads of love. Good night, everybody.
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, "Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand. Writing on it, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone. Return to sender, return to sender, return to sender.
103 The Eye. 103 The Eye. Award-winning radio.
9 minutes to seven.
Wow.
That was absolutely fantastic. We've got to have him back.
Lovely man, yeah.
Don't forget, he's at...
Cossington.
Is it the Royal Oak?
It's the Royal Oak in Cossington on the 10th of November.
Which is a Wednesday evening, I believe.
Yes. Shall I do this one first?
Yeah.
Just because of what you asked me, Emma. Emma, just want to let you know that I did have a word with Patrick off-air to ask him the question that you asked me, and he said to tell you the answer's definitely no. There we are. That's all
Brilliant.
You need to know. The answer's no.
Yeah, it was quite serious.
Yes,
but,
so I thought we'll have that one off.
There's your question answered there. Marie emailed us earlier. The question was, what animals will I sort of go through life?
What animals will come into my life to do with my hobby?
Hobbies and interests. Yes. She says, very spot on, even though I love horses, I do have this wary sense around them, and I'm still very shy and cautious, unlike some riders.
Yeah.
Dolphins, I think, is more of a link with my sister. Very interesting. But also to do with the ocean, my favourite animal is a seahorse.
Oh, right. Excellent.
Anyway, she goes on to say, would love to meet Patrick and definitely go for a reading. So another satisfied customer there.
Won't be disappointed.
Thank you all, Marie.
Yeah.
Treaders.
Yeah.
What did you think to your reading? Feedback.
Right, feedback. Health-wise, absolutely spot on.
Mm.
And when I had to say a bit about the link why I felt a bit depressed.
Yeah.
But he was spot on about the feeling I get of being watched over.
The thing is, he might not like to have brought that up.
No.
And because you brought it up,
no,
he
was able
to carry it on.
That's right. But health-wise, I'm sitting on the chair. I'm still sitting on the chair here now. And my left side, my left leg, is giving me jip. So it was absolutely amazing that he's picked it up. Wearing the science head that I do sometimes, I'm thinking, how can that be happening? But it's absolutely true. I am definitely a convert.
Right.
I'm definitely a
convert.
He's
absolutely amazing.
It's totally amazing. And I haven't had much sleep the last few nights. I just toss and turn, toss and turn. There we go.
Really?
There we go.
Good
no,
for you.
I think I'm going on that Wednesday as well. I think it's going to be a wallow thing.
We don't mind the turning too much, but anyway, it's 6 minutes to seven. It's Mark and Sanders and Treaders.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, go down to Cossington, the Royal Oak, on the 10th.
Hey!
Hey! Without you. Oh, just the picture in my mind, Treaders. I thought we'd play that after an apt sort of comment. Can't start without you.
Absolutely.